USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday discussed the possibility of a new deal limiting nuclear arms that could eventually include China in what would be a major accord between the globe's top three atomic powers.
We're talking about a nuclear agreement where we make less and they make less, and maybe even where we get rid of some of the tremendous firepower that we have right now.
Trump says they also discussed efforts to persuade North Korea to give up nuclear weapons, the political discord in Venezuela and Ukraine during that hour-long call. Record-high flooding continues in Davenport, Iowa. Don Donovan is Emergency Management Director for Scott County.
I think our ongoing challenge remains the amount of time that we've been underwater. I think that what you're finding is that our flood protection, whether it's temporary or permanent, is very soft.
At least three deaths blamed on that flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Speaking Friday in front of the remains of an African-American church in Louisiana torched by an arsonist, Vice President Mike Pence says attacks on communities of faith have become all too frequent.
I'm deeply inspired, as people are all across this country, by the courage and the resilience of these communities of faith, these families of faith, but also by the generous support of the people of Louisiana and people all across the country.
Pence was meeting with parishioners and pastors of the three churches that were burned in March and April. A local sheriff's deputy's son has been charged but says he's not guilty. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the Trump administration will do more than his predecessor to fight against election meddling in 2020.
We're going to do everything that we can to prevent it from happening. That's why we've taken a whole of government approach. We have had contact with all 50 states and are looking at ways to actually prevent it from taking place instead of like they did in 2016, just letting it happen, knowing about it and doing nothing, and then trying to blame it on the incoming administration.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook has unfriended some far-right voices, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
After months of blowback about inadequately patrolling platforms it owns, Facebook has announced it's going to permanently ban far-right personalities, including Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Paul Joseph Watson, as well as Jones' InfoWars publication. Facebook also banned the Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who has repeatedly made anti-Semitic statements. The company says it's banning official accounts maintained by those users, and it will take down any supporter accounts that are set up in their likeness. It will also remove any events that those individuals participate in. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The mother of Otto Warmbier, the American student who was held in North Korean custody and died shortly after he was returned to the U.S., is making an emotional appeal to continue the pressure on North Korea. In Washington, Cindy Warmbier recalled when she met her comatose son on the plane bringing him home.
My gorgeous boy, who every girl had an immediate crush on, looked like a monster, I swear. The look in his eyes, which I didn't know he was blind at the time, was absolute horror. Horror, like he'd seen the devil, and he had. He was with the devil.
Warmbier said Friday that while she supported Trump's effort to negotiate with Kim, she was not optimistic about diplomacy. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.